This is the Rap Beat the Melodies podcast. Welcome, welcome, everyone. We're live right now. Stefan is a little sleepy, but it's okay. He's a little weenie. It's all right. We're ready to go. I'm coming at you live. OVO Jody 6. You know me. You know where I'm from.
Weak.
Over here to my right, Stefan, the lethal weapon.
You know live and direct.
He's a sniper right now. You know when they're like in the back just waiting to... Pow! He's about to just go off.
That was the suppressor.
Ow. That was the suppressor.
Bow.
And we got over here across from me, my man with the blonde hair, if you didn't notice, Ernie.
Platinum blonde.
Ernie.
Yeezy. How you doing, huh?
I knew you was going to say that. That's why I did that.
There we go. What's good, y'all? Oh, we out here.
How y'all doing this week?
A little ecstatic, you know?
That's a big
weekend. The weekend. I'm feeling kind of hype. Let's get it going.
You said you was about to get it cracking, right?
Yeah.
At B of A?
I'm hoping. BNA.
BNA.
I'm trying to go to Nashville just to eat. Yep. Low key, bro.
You said he trying to just fly out there real
days.
Quick. You got the weekend off,
get
I was
some
assuming.
Drinks. Yeah, I always do.
Just get some drinks. It's all in our lives.
Yeah.
What you on, bro?
Nothing How's much, man. No, week's going pretty good. Year's almost over. So I was trying to finish off strong.
Damn, the year is almost
over.
Don't
forget, COVID expires December 31st, 2020.
No, it fucking does. Don't listen to him. Why are you engaging?
Yeah, don't listen to
I'm
him,
I'm saying
people.
this is how people are thinking right now. It's like,
hell
2021,
yeah,
it's going to be different. I'm like,
hey, right when January 1st hits, fucking...
What the fuck do you think COVID is? Like,
fucking magic wand go, oof, everything back to normal. No mask ever.
Freaking pass me that.
COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah, I'm going to try it out, though. I'm at the grocery store.
Ernie, pass me that.
Where's the January?
You're going to get arrested.
No, the other thing.
Hey, man.
You're going to get arrested.
Black says here, COVID expired.
Oh, no. You're going to get arrested. They're going to arrest you for no mask and drunkenly and drunk and disorderly.
I wear a fire ass fit, so my mugshot looks pretty fresh.
Fuck it. He's 6'6", 220 pounds.
Damn. 220?
Hell yeah. All muscle, no fat. He looked like LeBron James underneath that.
LeBron James, when he was on Miami Heat?
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Boked up. Pounds for Jake, 220.
Light heavyweight. Do a telehero. Hey, please zoom in on this shit later. Oh, fuck. Hell yeah. Stefan, do the Tyler Hero.
Can't do it.
Yeah,
just snarl the lip.
Put your lip up a little bit.
Snarl the lip.
Give a little mug.
I wish I could do a nice punk rock snarl like I'm Billy Idol or some shit. But
just
I can't, bro.
Just channel the Billy Idol out of you.
Yeah, you got it.
Here, you want to try my wig?
Why did I look like you was going to take it off?
I was paying close attention to it.
I was like, this is what? That shit fake, bro. I knew you went bald.
Bald? Shit. Damn. All right. Pass the combination back this way. So first on the list, we got
Mitch featuring YG go live.
No, say it like you didn't just read it.
I didn't
Mitch
read it.
Mitch featuring YG go
YG
live.
400. He said YG 400.
Go
with Mitch. Go live. All they do is go live like us.
Hey, people are putting the volume down as they're watching this right now.
Yeah, it's kind of loud, right?
Oh, fuck.
Nah,
like 2 a.m.
They should just turn it up. Fuck it. I hope everyone rolling up while they watch this little...
Like we about to in a couple minutes.
Yeah, if we could roll up right here. They said we could roll up.
My boys over here said we can roll up.
We have an ashtray right here.
So we're going to be holding the blend. Like,
does this look like an ashtray or a coaster?
Both.
That, I'm saying, can I hold it?
Ashtray. It feels like an ashtray.
For the motherfucking fact, this looks like an ashtray, but it's not as soon as you touch it.
Yeah,
doesn't make sense. Just like Adidas and Nike.
It's very disrespectful.
So earlier we were having a discussion about how you shouldn't wear Nike with Adidas.
The noodle came
in the same
like
fit.
That. That's why.
It doesn't make sense.
It just makes
and
you look-
we came to the conclusion that if you do wear it, you have 33 chromosomes.
Might be blind. Something might be wrong with you.
Our producer wears Nike and Adidas together.
Yeah.
I know. We just did it right now, bro. We tried to fire him, but we couldn't because he owns our masters.
He's kind of blind in the left eye. Woo! He's a little blind in the left eye, though, so it's all right.
Oh, man. You know, anyways. But honestly, don't ever wear Adidas with Nike.
Yeah, don't ever do it, people.
But if you got to do it, you know.
Unless you're in the NBA and you're sponsored.
Well, you have to wear Nike.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, unless you're in the NBA. By Adidas. Yeah. That's it. That's the only exclusion.
One can only aspire to, you know, dress for the job you want. So wear Nikes and Adidas if you aspire for that NBA job.
No. Hell no. Nah.
Cut that out, Jimmy.
Is there a way we can lower like
that's my line.
A wall right here? Can we lower a wall right here? And like,
good. I'm tired of you guys anyways.
Yeah, we need the COVID protocol now.
We the fillers. My boy Stefan, the Lethal Weapon, is tired of the fillers.
He said.
Can I have some of that?
I said, back to the topic. Actually forgot it. Oh, wait. Mitch, with the new song featuring YG entitled Go Live. Summer vibes in the autumn, people. Are you here for it? I don't know about this. It should have came out like a few months earlier. It's a nice, like fun track. It's not bad, but, you know, it's not quite the vibes I'm looking for this autumn. You know what I mean?
I don't think I'll ever play it again on my phone.
I'm telling you, this would have been the summer anthem.
I mean, I like it.
Played twice.
I like Mitch on it. It had a little bounce. Like,
I didn't even know who Mitch was.
I didn't either until right
when
now.
I typed it up. I thought Mitch McConnell was going to pop up.
I don't even
low key.
Mitch is probably a new 400 Entertainment signee. I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably.
YG's really building that label, right?
But you heard the sound. Putting in some work. Like, the sound is kind of, it's on that trendy.
Are they doing anything?
Sound.
Are they making any waves?
Well, just YG.
Shoot, man. He had an artist drop earlier this year, too.
Are they making waves, though?
No.
As much as you can during COVID season, you know.
Nah,
what I mean?
Bro, you can still make waves.
Yeah, you can. This is the time.
We can make waves, man.
We are that's in a wave. Know.
My boy over here used to have waves, but now if he takes down that hood, you're about to fucking.
Ah! Well, bro, you don't like my little fro?
I don't know what that was when you took it off.
You don't like my little fro? It's like.
All right, flash it, flash it.
Nah, bro.
Flash
it. Nah, I can't no more.
The viewers want to see.
Come on. I'm embarrassed now.
The 176 subscribers want to see.
K at the end of that. What the hell?
Hey, can you guys bump us up to 200? Tell your homies.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Can I see it?
Nah, bro. Nah. Slide me 100 right now and I'll
Would you do it for Drake?
If he came in, if the leader wanted to go ahead and see.
Slide you 100. Nah, he owes me 20 bucks.
No, do it for Drake.
Because of the likes I got on my photo. That
bad. Oh, you did it? It was 40 actually, but okay.
It was 40, but he bought me food. So I thought, I cut it in half.
I'm still paying him. I'm still paying him.
Okay.
Hey, no, but.
Okay.
We should have gone for that 50 for 50.
How many did you get?
40.
42.
We're talking about K. K.
42K.
1,000.
Ketamine.
Add him on Instagram. You'll see. Add him on Instagram. You'll see.
I know my capabilities.
They said K twice.
Shout out to Instagram.
Dye Young 95 underscore. Get the times. Real scoop on what's going on in American society daily, people.
Say it again. That's he right. Cut you off.
Dye Young 95 Ketamine. Underscore. Ooh. Wait, 95 is how we survive. We ain't trying to survive. We're trying to live it to the limit and love it a lot. Hey, yo.
Tell him. Shout out to Instagram.
All right, yo. Wait, back to the topic, though. We keep getting off topic here. YG, man. He's the highlight of this track for
sing
me.
For sure.
I would check it out again just for YG alone. He's much like Wale in that he can hop on many different. Is there any beat that YG can't hop on?
There's a lot.
And he freaking kills it?
No. Nah, well, like a hater.
He hasn't hopped on them yet.
Yeah, he
hops on the same type of beats.
He chooses his beats.
Nah, I feel like it's all over the place normally. Many different versatile beats. Like, even this one sounds a lot different.
This one, dude. It sounds like an out there pick for YG.
You think so?
I don't know. You could even throw him on that beat that Tierra Whack was on last week. That Dora song.
Oh, for sure. YG for sure. Yeah,
That's a YG beat, though.
YG
beat. That's a little Yachty beat. That's a
throw him on some strings.
Little baby.
Throw him on some piano.
Little baby.
Yeah. Hey, do that too. Probably some somber West Coast shit, bro.
I don't know.
I do know.
I want to see him rap on some.
Throw him on a non-secular beat. I want to see what he does.
Like, what's that?
He does that all day.
What is that?
No weapon formed against him shall prosper, bro. Come on, man.
It does some Jesus King.
He's washed in the blood.
Oh, for real? It's Jesus King? That's from Jesus King?
No. Non-secular music is music.
Non-secular music is basically worship music.
Secular music is non-worship music.
It's just
also not, it's also on the correct wavelength.
Is this correct? Can we have definitions or something pop up on the screen? Because I don't know if this is correct. Both these dudes might be wrong. Y'all both cappers.
We're both agreeing with the same thing.
All right, man.
What are you talking about? Wavelengths?
No, like, he's talking about...
Like frequencies. Like before, music used to be on a similar... All on the same frequency. And then the theory is, after World War II, they changed the frequency. And it became like devil's music, quote unquote. It was on like a different type of...
Can you hear me?
Google the reference.
Am I clear to you?
Google it, Stefan. I'll enlighten you later.
That's a very spooky story, Ernie. But now back to reality. You know what I'm saying? Whoop, there goes gravity. All right. So, any final thoughts on Mitch? Go live.
Mitch McConnell.
Everyone should check it out. It's good. I like it. Fuck it.
Check it out just for YG, if not Mitch as well, cool. People.
Mitch is cool on here.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. See, he's talking it down. It's cool.
Well. Anyways, people, go out and check that. Why don't we move on up to the next topic? We got an entire album from 2 Chainz. Titty Boy coming back with his new album entitled So Help Me God. This is a 15-track album. And he's got a lot of dope features on here. He's got your man, you know, Kanye West. And that's also one of Charles's clients, we found out on the low. Lil Duval is on here.
Money, I'm with it.
Brent Faiyaz makes an appearance on
here. Yes, he does.
Freaking Lil Lucy Fur is on here. And Ty Dolla $ign, the feature king. Of course, he was going to be on here. But yeah, and a gang of other artists. NBA Youngboy, Rick Ross, Kevin Gates. First impressions, y'all?
I thought it was going to go a little harder.
Damn, really?
Mm-hmm.
What song?
Like, I think a lot of the song. I think the album was a mid. You think the album was a mid?
No, I actually liked it. I feel like it was the upper tier, upper level right there. I felt like I saw two different chains of 2 Chainz on this album. The first half was a lot more upbeat, a lot more party vibe, maybe club vibe. And the second half, you saw he got a lot more profound and deep with his music. A lot of those tracks, you know, starting off with like Feel Away, featuring Brent Faiyaz and Kanye on there. Really good track. One of my favorites on there. I also like the track, the last track, 55 times. Awesome bass line on there. Good Strings is a quick way to catch me as a listener. And just that track is so dope. 2 Chainz saying
Save
how
me is kinda dope
thankful
too.
He is for the things he has in life. And he's been through a lot of, you know, good times, bad times, ugly times. So great track. What about y'all? Any favorite tracks you had?
I think Save Me and Feel Away. And I don't know. I think that's it.
What about you, Ether Ernie.
Caught on pretty late. So I need to listen to it one more time for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a re-listen too. Because I really just... I was skipping. I wasn't showing my man no love. Let me go ahead and re-listen to it.
You should re-listen to it. You went and called it a mid right now.
Because it was. When I heard it, it was a mid. Yeesh. I was like... Just because I liked his last album way more than this.
Really?
Yeah.
The second half of the album had tracks like Tony, which was, you know, freaking some trap storytelling right there. Really ill. Southside Hove, another one of my favorites, which had a great sample in there. If you're a Hove fan, you'll recognize that. Vampire, a song talking about people who are just energy vampires, sapping the life out of you with their negativity. Don't keep those people around you. Wait for You to Die was a great track near the end as well. And there are some great singles on here, like Moneymaker featuring Wayne, who? Wayne, in my head, you're canceled the rest of the year, brother. That was a great track, though. Man, I like that song. Moneymaker, freaking just positive vibes. Makes me happy hearing that shit. So yeah, a lot of good tracks on here. Y'all gotta definitely check it out. Y'all are slipping. Patrick Starr, Under a Rock status over here. And that's all I got to say about
he
that.
He living under that rock. Got everything in there.
Y'all are living under that rock.
Everything he need. He got the game. He got the duty. TV.
Shoot, quarantine thick. We just broke that down like what, last week?
That shit was like hella mid. It was funny.
It was definitely
funny.
That
song was funny.
That's why the album, there's many different emotions on this album. Like you have 2 Chainz with some of his more sillier bars and concepts on this album, and then he gets a lot more deeper and serious.
That's why I'm saying it's a mid because he didn't go like.
I haven't checked it out, so like don't
like all or nothing. What are you saying?
Well, nah, it's just like, bro, like
one way or the other way.
If it was a mixtape, then all right, bet this guy, like you know, it'd be better. But it's an album, you gotta like.
You want it to be structured a certain way,
like not structured, but like the type of music that you're putting out, like, has to be album quality. Like, now
so you're saying this is not album quality.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like to your point that what you said, he's going in, like, the second half. He should have been going in, like, it felt like he was more relaxed on some of the songs, like, in the beginning. Like, the first song, for example, Lambo Wrist. Like, it sounded like he was just in there.
Got a
like,
Lambo on my wrist.
Just going.
Lambo on my wrist.
And then, like, there's songs like Tony and shit where he's, like, cooking. Like, he's up in there cooking. You feel me? Like that's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm not saying that it's not album quality.
I hear that. I hear that.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like you want more.
No, like, no, for sure. I think 2 Chainz has been really winning this year. I mean, I think he had a great versus battle against Rick Ross, though a lot of people were definitely picking Ross on that one. Still, that was real great for the culture. Yeah, man, a lot of good things going
on. They don't know about Titty Boy.
That's right.
They don't know about Titty Boy. That's funny.
Any final thoughts to our man 2 Chainz out there and to all the listeners?
It's cool. 2 Chainz come on the show.
2 Chainz is GOAT.
Definitely check it out. People get a fat dose of 2 Chainz this year. We know we need the vibes. He deserves it.
Slide me a rollie off your wrist.
Don't forget that 2 Chainz was reigning feature.
And a pinky ring.
MVP.
A feature MVP? You know, I agree with that for sure.
Who? 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz? Yeah. Ty Dolla $ign took over this year. Don't get me wrong. The 2 Chainz used to be a feature.
Nah, I think like 1 year J. Cole was killing it.
It was no more than 10 though. Like these were putting in like 60s, 70s.
Features.
Yeah, bro. Like it was crazy. 1 year 2 Chainz did 100 features.
Fuck.
That's wild.
Big Sean's been doing a lot of features too this year. Wayne's been very busy this year.
Yeah, and Wayne has. He's been very busy for a little while now.
Been a little too fucking busy, if you ask me.
Sure, I like it, too. Though. Wayne has been putting in consistently on his songs.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
Like, lately, he's been... All his features have been a hit. I want to say all of them.
Wayne?
Yeah.
His features have been hot. Like, all his features have been going. They've been cooking up. Salsa.
Checks out. Lil Wayne, get your head straight, please. And then come back to us.
Because he came for Trump and shit?
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's not.
Last minute.
Once they put that tax
I don't even know if Wayne knows like, what's going on still in the world.
Wayne probably was leaned out. Like just
And my boy Lil Pimp.
They telling me to do.
Lil Pimp. Simping it up on stage. Hardest.
Are you talking to me? Oh, you talking? Hey, talking to the mic, eh?
Hey, yo, I'm talking into the mic. There, are you satisfied?
Are we satisfied? Yes, we are.
Very.
We got all the, right. We got the thumbs up from our array of people in the background.
Cool. Coolio. From on next. What?
Our array of people in the background.
Our array.
That means a lot.
A lot. Up next to our next topic, yo. We got Thundercat. He's back featuring...
I know, it's a lot of people, bro.
Speak of the devil, the feature king, Ty Dolla $ign, with their new track, Fair Chance, the remix.
I like it, with Lil B.
Mm-hmm.
The bass god.
The bass god.
The James Harden cursor, the Speaking Kevin Durant cursor.
The bass god teaming up with the bass god, Thundercat. Mm-hmm. Yo, this remix is, it was pretty dope.
I like Thundercat. I like it.
I got some video game vibes listening to this.
For sure.
Sounds like something I could totally imagine hearing playing Sonic or Super Mario World or something.
For sure.
Freaking, the original version was pretty good. I really enjoyed that it was a tribute to Mac Miller.
Right now.
You know, rest in peace, Mac. We miss you, brother.
For real.
So it was cool to hear a different take on this track. you know, adding the synths, adding like the sort of danceable like techno beat to it. And I'm not an advocate for techno by any means.
He loves
that devil music.
He loves EDM.
That digital devil music. Nah, I'm just kidding. But it worked really well here, I felt. So yeah, man, that was super sick.
The song was pretty dope. I'm gonna lie.
I think some of this production was added by the entity formerly known as Floating Points. Mm-hmm. So,
a lot of
that's right. Mm-hmm. You've been hitting the nets. You got any anything to add to this? No, OVO Joe,
totally on subject. We can just keep going.
Keeping it going. This song, the original version of this song, had more of a sad tone to it. So
yeah, it did. I'm glad they had the remix.
I feel like them doing this remix, even though it's a tribute to Mac Miller, making it sound more happy like this, it made it more of, yeah, hey, that's a great way of putting it. It's like a celebration of who Mac was.
Yeah.
So a happier take on the tribute song.
It's cool. I love it.
I love it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the one song from the list that I played at least more than 6 times.
Damn, here you've heard it here first, people. The cosign from Ether Ernie.
He said, excellent replay.
Excellent replay value.
Excellent replay. I sound like Drake. OVO, sign me.
OVO.
Who said that?
Sign OVO Jody over here.
Everyone says that.
He's holding it down for y'all.
Everyone says I sound like a mix between. Between
Tupac and Mariah Carey, man.
Nah.
Fergie and Jesus.
They do call me Black Jesus.
He's Black Robin.
What they call Black Jesus on the court. Like they call Jordan.
You're Black Robin and I'm Mick Cyborg.
I've never heard anybody say that about you.
Yeah, bro, when I had long
hair, from the same city.
Got Beast Boy
across from us. When I had my long hair with the dreads and shit, it was like, yes, nigga.
You were on some Killmonger shit?
Mm-hmm. What we got here? Some amino acids, some super creatine, some ultra COQ10.
That shit tastes just like tea, though.
It does. Yeah. It's crazy, huh?
I'll sip tea over here.
Put a pinky up, at least on one hand.
In the car.
Some purple
the perps.
What? Yeah. Some purple what?
Lean that tag.
No, you do not.
No, I don't. Cap.
I got to keep a respectable distance away from such things. That would be the degradation of mankind. What leaning mean? It. Oh, yeah. While we dance to the beat of our own genocides.
What?
Lean is crazy.
It's fun.
I've been listening to too much Busta Rhymes lately, my man.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. Cool. I fuck with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. Sometimes you just be too lean. No, you just be a...
Can't even party with people on this shit. How's this partying with someone?
That's not what everyone's like.
That's when you get too leaned out. Yeah. That's when it's like.
Nah, bro.
You be nodding out.
When you're peaking, it's fun, bro.
You be nodding out. Like, then after a while,
because you're trying
you
to like stay
shit.
Up and you're trying to like vibe, but you're like, you're just figuring it out. Like, you feel
public
me?
Service
right?
disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen, we here at Higher Passion Entertainment and the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast do not advocate for the use of drugs unless you are in the state of Oregon.
Oh, yeah, because meth is legal over there now. They want all the crackheads. Call it all crackheads! Oregon!
The only good thing that can come out of this, several good things. One, let's get rid of the cartel's action over there.
Ooh.
Gone.
Boom. One.
Two, can we stop treating addicts like criminals?
Okay?
They are not criminals, and they're sick people who need help.
Still on two.
And you know, two is good enough for me right now. I could come up with a third one, but I'm about to take a sip of this. Someone jump in. How about OVO Jode? Hit me with the freaking spike on the other side, please.
The third one is needles in the street of Oregon, right?
How about clean needle exchange in Oregon so that there's less diseases going around? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, while they do drugs? I just think it's crazy they're advocating drugs.
People are going to do drugs regardless. Can we control this? You know what I'm saying? I say we control the situation, okay. Not ignore the situation.
Bet. If that's how it is, I'm all for it then. People shouldn't go to jail because they're on drugs. They should go to other places.
That being said, I need to keep a respectable distance away from Morgan. Do not let me near there.
I want to go Beaverton. Nike, baby.
Beaverton.
Nike, baby.
Funny name right there.
Beaverton, Oregon?
Oh, yeah.
Oregon cool, though. Is beautiful, bro.
Is it?
Yeah. Super gorgeous. I've seen it so many times.
I'll never know.
Look it up on Google like I did.
I will. I'll live through you.
Just look at
vicariously.
You can go on a satellite on Google and it's like you're there. Like you can Ooh. Even move. And
yeah.
I've been to a lot of places, bro.
Like where else?
Like Europe, Spain, and Greece. I'll just go over there real quick and just go up the street. See what's cracking. Where the circle at.
That's why you be missing podcast episodes.
I don't miss, bro. I miss because I gotta do my bracelet shit.
Should have missed the day.
How was that going? Fantastic, I hope.
Excellent.
All right. Constantly improving ourselves, people. So yeah, definitely back to the topic. Check out the Thundercat remix featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Lil B. Fair Chance.
I think, yeah, that's good. That's an excellent song.
Definitely. Excellent song. That's thumbs up. Next on the list. Run the Jewels are back. You know, they dropped Run the Jewels 4 earlier this year, which was, you know, charged up with a lot of revolution music in there.
I'm charged
A lot
up.
Of hardcore hip hop and a lot of different unique That's sounds. So they're up. Back with this for a video game. You know what I'm saying? It's called Point No Save Point. And it's for a video game called Cyberpunk 2077.
Yep. I think the game, if I never seen the trailer or nothing. The picture looks tight though.
You guys know how to do the cyberpunk dance?
No, shut up. Get up and show us.
Get up and show us. You always be fucking Get egging me us. On.
Put the applause in the background.
And like, sing you know, terribly.
Like, you know, on yeah, that's when, right. when they play it, the applause.
Yeah, scoop that butter, whatever you're doing.
It's getting you right here. Just stand up for him, bro. Come on, do it. Play some funk for him. Play some
Chop
funk.
This up.
Play some funk. Play Make some sure. funk. Play some funk. Drop some funk.
That's not cyberpunk.
That's some
funk.
What is that?
Funk is soul
cyber. Up. Cyberpunk is like this weird cross.
We're not in the internet. Bro. We're not in the internet, so we're not cyber. We're just funk.
What's happening over here?
You don't know what, you cyberpunk, tell what cyberpunk is.
Where the Skittles at?
You tell them cyberpunk.
I know
is?
What cyberpunk is.
You.
Okay, I've seen Blade
can
Runner.
You, can you hop on All right, over here?
I've listened to Billy Idol's My obscure
Who the
album
fuck is
from
this
the 90s.
Billy Idol. That's the second time you said him.
Billy Idol. Billy Idol actually has an album called Cyberpunk. Billy Idol is.
With a rebel yell, she cries more. You never heard that song, White Wedding?
It's a nice day for a white wedding. Yeah. Come on. It's a
John Harris.
Nice
Both of those
day
songs
to
are in movies, right? That's
Start
how I know
that. Start again.
Oh, I don't say I know that song. I know that
Same
first song.
God
no,
the
damn
first
it.
Song.
OVO,
what song
Jody.
Were you saying?
That's
what
Rebel
in,
Yell.
That's what happens
yeah,
in
one.
Your minds
that
in Canada.
In the movies.
Yeah, oh yeah. You put on Rebel Yell by Billy Idol, you start driving 20 miles an hour faster automatically.
You're going
Guarantee.
40? Yeah, you feeling real.
That's what I'm saying.
You getting that. I'm Billy Idol.
Hell yeah. You hit the highway and you
What's
leave all those
like?
Problems in the
What's
rear
What's that nigga
view.
Look like? What do he look like?
Freaking, he's
Does
got
he
the
bust?
Ultimate
Does
snarl.
He look like a fucking nigga from Twilight.
He's British.
Hell no, bro.
I think.
He's fucking badass.
Bro, he looks like nigga from Twilight, bro.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
There's
What's
no one
her name
Twilight.
Boyfriend? The vampire nigga, bro.
Or Pattinson and this fool are both from England. So.
Yeah, they look the same, bro. If Pattinson put his hair
Pale
like
as
that.
Fuck.
Look, he's doing the fucking
He's
snarl,
doing the snarl.
Ooh, that's what Tyler Herro got.
I wish
bro.
I could do that.
That's what Tyler Herro got it, bro. What you mean, bro? Don't get no mug.
Oh, shit. Hold up. Oh, Jesus.
What are we doing right now, man?
I don't know what we're doing.
We hit into Dale Earl. Or what's his name? Dale Dane?
Is this a podcast or is this epilepsy? I don't know what this is.
What's his name? What was his name? Dale Dane?
Dale Dan?
Dale Dan.
From fucking Pineapple Express.
What's his name? Is it Dale, at least? Every time I think of Dale, I say Dale Dan. Oh, no.
Only one.
Is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Hell yeah.
Depressed Mode is going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this
year. You know who just made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Biggie Smalls, the Notorious, the White, the Black Frank White.
Boom, boom. Yada, yada. And Depressed Mode.
Nice day for a Biggie Smalls induction. Hey, man, Biggie Smalls really deserved that. The first year he was eligible, they induct him. So that just shows you what a beast freaking Biggie is.
Why did it take so long?
There's certain qualifications you got to meet to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think it's got to be a certain amount of time needs to pass since like your debut record, or I don't fucking know. Because you notice how Tupac got inducted a few years ago, and now Biggie gets inducted, and Tupac dropped what, first in like 92, and then Biggie dropped in like 94. So it's checking out. I think you got to be out for a certain amount of time.
We don't know the year, but we just know those two dates.
This is all speculation. You know, I'm investigating over
here. I thought you were saying all facts. You know, cap.
Live and direct. Hey, man, you're always on the nets. You're supposed to freaking keep me updated and posted.
That shit not even on the net, nigga. That's too old.
You got to go turn your cyberpunk switch on and hit the deep webs.
The library, bro. Shit.
You got to hit that Billy Idol record.
Just playing.
The library.
I hit Wikipedia.
I like the library, actually.
Yeah, I love the library. Go there, see an old-ass librarian, nigga, lady.
Okay.
And they'll help you out. Get your book.
You heard it here first, people. Check out the library.
Library is excellent. They have every book you need.
Back to this Run the Jewels track real quick. Sick-ass song. You know, freaking LP and Killer Mike have dope verses that they have on this track. And the beat is what really caught me on this thing. It's a very unique, how do I even explain this beat? It's very freaking grimy, there's some edge to it for sure. And I think that has basis to do with the fact that it's included in a game entitled Cyberpunk. You know, mixing some of these digital elements with that punk rock spirit of fearlessness. You feel me? So, yeah, you know, Rebels Without a Pause. Check this track out, people. No Save Point by Run the Jewels. That's going to be in the new video game if you're into that sort of stuff. Definitely the hardest hip hop that we've had on the list all day.
Today, yeah.
Most def. And, okay, our next topic, people. It's been an entire decade. Now we celebrate the anniversary of Friday Night Lights, the amazing mixtape by J. Cole. So.
Someone get the. Lights, please. Turn off the lights.
Now everything just seems so right. And how you make the darkness seem so bright. I'm feeling like things gonna be all right. Lights, please. Except that was on a Sidelines story, not Friday Night Lights. So, Ernie, thanks for the misdirect. You're, fair play, my friend.
But I guess Chris gone.
She got us going, though. Yeah, man, this mixtape deserved to be an album. It probably should have been J. Cole's debut album over Sideline Story.
Rock
based
Nation
on just how
it.
Good it is. Oh, yeah, The Rock. You know, it's The Rock up in here for sure.
Damn,
there's so
Kanye
many amazing
West's production
tracks.
On here and Timberland on a mixtape.
And a lot of J. Cole's own production, I'm sure, too, as well.
I thought it was all J. Cole, that's why.
Some of my favorite tracks on here. Before I'm Gone, that song is an entire anthem within itself. Amazing track. Another one I really like is the Back to the Topic, Actually Forgot It. Oh yeah, Cash Money, I'm the Shit. Oh yeah, I'm Reminded. I butchered that, but it sounds something like that. The Back to the Topic freestyle on here. God damn, he goes hard on that. What about you guys? Any favorite tracks on here?
I forgot. That's what my nigga is. So, you know,
I hit it in the morning.
Best Friend is fire. Premeditated Murder fire.
Premeditated
Murder. Premeditated Murder is fire. Best Friend fire. Autograph fire. Vilmatic fire. Enchanted fire. Too Deep for the Intro fire. Like, this shit is just too gas. This shit's all gasoline.
Fire. Straight up, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on
fire.
Spark
up
your flame.
Fun. That's you light on here too.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Oh man, blow ups on here. Like a lot of shit that like J. Cole classics is on here. Like classics. Like just on this like shit, he got like at least 5 classics.
Do you think there's like any mixtape better than this one in Section 80, like rap history? But I thought you said Section 80 is an album.
This is an album.
I didn't say Section 80.
Nah, that's a mixtape, but it's
album. 1999.
I always say Section 80 is like a mixtape, and y'all are like
Section 80 is an album.
1999 is dope, but Section 80 is better. No, but that's
Section 80 is probably the only one.
1999 is an album.
No, but Section 80 is an album.
Nah, that's a mixtape first.
It was on Apple Music right away.
Bro, but that came out. It was before, like, that. Apple Music was a thing, right?
No, it's an album though.
Bro, it has to be an album to be put on Apple Music. Like,
that's what
so.
I'm saying.
But it came out as a mixtape first. And then it turned into an album so he can get paid off of it.
So it's now pronounced an album.
But it came out as a mixtape first, so it's always gonna be classified as a mixtape, right?
I would say it's a mixtape. I don't care what any classification by some, you know.
Bite it, nigga. The best thing you'll eat all day.
But then you also have Live Love ASAP, which was fucking gas, bro.
With Peso and shit?
With Peso, Palace, Base.
And that was a mixtape, huh?
Yeah. Trilla. Oh my God. That mixtape was insane. Kissing Pink.
But if you take Section 80 out, this is the best.
If Section 80 was considered a mixtape, obviously.
Yeah, but if right you now, take that out.
Like, I have Live Love ASAP super high.
I got that. I'm going to say
and
this.
Then you have fucking Kids.
Ooh. Nah. This is good, but no way is it close to being above.
Friday Night Lights. Because J. Cole has 2 mixtapes that could be fucking.
I don't know, man. Like, I wasn't that into J. Cole back then.
Listen to it right now. Have you heard it lately?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah, it has bangers, but like, to me, what. Those 3 albums.
I think it's nostalgia for like J. Cole fans because like that's nostalgia? What he like. Yeah. What did I say?
Nostalgia. Nostalgia.
Isn't that how you say it? Nostalgia. That doesn't sound right. Nostalgia. That's not how you say it? Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. I like it. Sounds correct to me. So
they say
nostalgia.
I said that to be funny. You know, I'll be clowning. You know, I'll be clowning. Y'all know I'll be clowning.
We're in on it.
How do you say it?
Nostalgia. So
I don't know.
You know,
man.
Our man Eric Q, who's on the Quickscope podcast, and they break down the latest in gaming in that industry. He said that, you know, Friday Night Lights is good, but Acid Rap is an even better mixtape than that.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, that.
I forgot
fuck
about
no.
that album.
I no
about
way.
I forgot about that too.
I love
bro.
Acid
nah.
Rap.
Like, nah.
Come on.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's the best mixtape ever,
no
bro.
Way.
Ever, nah, bro.
It is higher than that one to me. To
Acid Rap's
every
better than Friday
Acid
Night Lights?
Is-
Hell yeah.
Oh, y'all are tripping.
Nah, you're tripping.
So you're saying that. Freaking Paranoia on My Mind is better
I
than something
like
Straight
Acid
Up I'm About
Rainbow?
To Take You Higher. Oh man, you think I Miss My Cocoa Butter Kisses? You think that's better than freaking
Juice is on there, nigga, don't play.
Can
Push
I hit it in the morning?
What about Everybody's Something?
Mm-hmm. Smoke Again, Chain Smoker, every song on here
and
hit,
then,
bro.
And he didn't even mention Juice. He didn't even mention Juice.
There's no skips
that song
on here, bro.
Sucks.
You suck.
Oh,
you smoke just.
That song
smoke
sucks.
Stuff.
I got
thirsty,
the juice.
Thirsty,
I
got
the
I mean, I know I'm kind of cool.
Nah, you know, you hear a big difference between rap skill and who's a better artist between both freaking mixtapes. Chance the Rapper's rapping is clearly below and subpar in comparison to J. Cole's.
Well, yeah,
like,
but
come
when
on.
It comes to like vibes,
J. Cole can produce some of the most deep, profound feeling vibes from the freaking inner confines of your soul. Compared to some of the shallow waters that Chance the Rapper touches.
That's cool, bro, but like the rest of the population.
They both swimming.
Agree.
The rest of the population's freaking.
The rest of the pop.
I would have said something that deserved to be bleeped out.
I don't have a Twitter anymore. So can you run a poll for Acid Rap and Friday Night Lights? Thank you.
Oh, God.
Remember we did this last time? You chose Frank Ocean.
All the high beats are going to show out.
Over the weekend?
Hey, stop. Hey, stop playing that shit so consistently. We're going to attack it. That's not how you...
Bro, nothing's going to happen.
Yes. I got the juice! Juice! Juice!
Nothing is going to happen, bro. Don't live in fear.
I got the juice. I got the
Don't
juice.
Don't live with fear. Fear's my best friend. Fear's my favorite comrade.
Even haters got a glad on more. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper,
porn, singer.
Tomatoes, a cedar. That shit go, bro.
Such disrespect being shown to Friday Night Lights on its 10th anniversary that you guys think acid rap is better than Friday Night Lights. That is crazy.
I really forgot about Friday Night Lights.
A lot of people would argue that Friday Night Lights is some of J. Cole's best work.
Yeah, those are the people that are...
This is some of Chance's best work, bro, on acid rap.
Chance's best work is fucking... barely touches one. J. Cole's worst work.
Not this mixtape, though.
But you're comparing it to his best work, is what you're saying. So, yeah, bet.
Because leaning on the square, call that shit a rhombus. Doesn't impress me.
Hell yeah, bro.
Does not impress me.
You know it. Shit.
Some goofy-ass Toon World lines, if you ask me.
What happens? Don't forget when...
Bro, why are you a hater right now?
Don't forget when your
level of hate is on 8 right now. You on level 8.
I'll pump it up to 9. If any more J. Cole slander takes place.
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
We didn't say that album was trash.
Don't forget Kanye West has a line where he says, so scared of my demons, go to sleep with a nightlight.
last week you said OVO Sound was better than TDE. So, I mean.
Hey, but I'm on this side.
I'm on this side now.
I don't think I said that.
I'm on the good music validation.
We have it on tape.
It is.
I'm on the good music.
It's out for the world to see.
OVO said it's fucking OVO till death.
Did you run the poll?
No.
Can I see your phone? Can I do it?
We're running right now.
Wow. Interesting turn of events here on the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast.
Can I see your phone? Let me just get a tweet off. Right, I haven't tweeted. Can I just do it on your phone?
Tweet on cell phone.
I don't have... No.
What are we doing?
I'm running
acid
that ridiculous
rap?
Poll no, for the
say,
freaking
acid rap
savages on Twitter.
Or...
Friday Night Lights. I'm not even going to put the names.
While we're talking about mixtapes, you guys got a favorite mixtape?
Yeah, it would be Kids.
Kids. I like that.
And then Live Love ASAP. And then 1999.
I put 7 days, 23 hours.
I really like the Kids mixtape. I really like The Plugs I Met. I'm not sure if that's a mixtape or an EP, but The Plugs I Met by Benny the Butcher. God damn, that's some of his best work. Holy shit. Salud. And then some of Wayne's dedication mixtapes.
You can't forget about A Kid Named Cudi.
Ooh.
That makes it.
There you go.
50 ways to make a record.
I got it.
Let me see.
Better mixtape, acid rap.
There you go. Run it. Hell yeah. I wish I could vote.
It is voting season, right?
Yeah, go ahead. If you guys vote, I'll personally mail you a I voted sticker, customized with OVO patch and everything like that.
Nah, you don't want that.
All 176,000 subscribers that we have. I got y'all. If y'all vote, follow me on Twitter, OVOJody072613. And vote. Remember, if you vote, you get an I voted sticker just like we did for the presidential election. This shit's important.
What's your favorite mixtape, OVO?
Don't say Drake. I'm a fucking...
All right, So Far Gone.
I fucking knew it.
What's that? Well, whose album is that?
That's Drake's mixtape.
Oh.
Just got some banger tracks on there.
That shit got heat. That shit got heat stacked up to Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
Baby, you're my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. Yeah, there's some good tracks on there for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Ernie
Stop,
knows.
But you know it.
That's when I first found out.
And you fell in love.
It was on everyone's MySpace page.
And it was in my top. That was one of the first songs I played.
I unfriended everybody. I'm a gecko. square root of 69 is
Lust for Life. They got Successful November 18, Ignorance Shit, A Night Off, Say What's Real, which is your man's fucking beat. Seriously? Best I Ever Had, Unstoppable, Uptown, Sooner Than Later, Bria's Interlude, The Calm,
Forever,
Brand New, and Congratulations. Oh, my
Forever's
nigga,
probably on the soundtrack.
Forever's not on here.
Forever was tight. That's how I first heard Drake.
Isn't
was
that
Forever.
Eminem song?
And no, Eminem just features on it. It's Drake's song.
Though. Oh, Drake's song? Hmm?
The remix with Kanye. Right?
This shit, yeah,
last
this shit.
Name
if you
ever.
Really, like, this shit's a long-ass mixtape. Just like Friday Night Lights is a long-ass mixtape. It got hits just like that. For sure, it got hits just like that. November 18. Boom, Successful. Boom, everyone knows the beat. That's all you gotta play and everyone knows. Boom. See, everyone knows. All I gotta do is play the beat. What song is that? It's in Atlanta, Vegas. Here, for this nigga. Boom. Everyone knows what song
what
that
song
is.
What song is that?
Say What's Real by Drake.
That's Wait, a, play the beat again? That's somebody else's beat.
That's a Kanye beat, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shook in my head.
Little bit. I forgot how fire this song is.
That's your favorite mixtape then. So
You're
far
talking
gone.
About one of your favorite hits.
And we got Kids.
No, I'm just saying, like, he got hits
kids
on here.
Too,
like, know? This shit can go... With any mixtape you're going to say, this shit can go hit for hit with it. For sure.
Not with Live Love ASAP.
Yeah, it could, bro. As many hits as there's on, bro, kids, this shit bro. Got as many hits on it. For sure, bro. Yeah. For sure. Bring it up, bro. Bring it up. We'll do a versus live right now. Today's not the day. I just think I'm not the one.
He's not the one, Ernie.
So far gone right now. We putting it up against whoever. You want to claim a mixtape, bro? Claim it. We got it right now. We'll go up against... We'll go boom, boom, boom. 1v1v1.
About...
We'll go hit.
I'd probably Starting have to now. Go with Ernie and I'd have to pick the Kids mixtape. It's amongst one of my favorites. Kicking incredibly okay. dope shit. I'm not saying it's the best. It's just one of my favorites.
That is a really good mixtape, though.
Live Love ASAP.
I bet.
We're
going. Track.
You have bass, which is kind of like
we got
a mid.
We got
LSDs on there.
You have Brand New Guy with School with Q and ASAP Ferg.
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, which is fire. Second two. All right, bet.
Purple Swag.
Successful.
And you have Get Lit.
Holy Ghost it. Is on there, ain't
Thriller.
It?
Thriller.
November 18.
Kill It G.
Ignorant Shit.
Keep It G. Kiss
Say What's
Pink.
Real. Little Bit.
Houston Old Head. And you have
Best, had, Best Ever Had. Mm-hmm. Unstoppable. Uptown.
Nah, bro, but that...
Want to keep going, bro? We got...
Not,
it,
that's not hits for everybody, though.
Those are hits,
Uptown's
bro.
Uptown's pretty good.
Those are not hits for everybody, for sure. The songs you said are not hits for everybody,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, bro.
Hell no, they're not, bro. Not everybody is just going to listen to that shit.
Shit,
everybody can just fuck around and listen to this Drake shit. This right. Drake shit for everybody.
Let's move on up to our last topic. Are there any albums you guys are looking forward to this year that are
Fucking
yet to come
Kendrick,
out?
Dog.
Kendrick Lamar.
I'm looking forward Kendrick, to God. Everything TDE, to be honest.
Kendrick, Isaiah Rashad.
SZA.
Waiting on J. Cole album.
Conway the Machine needs
Q,
to drop.
Q
God don't
ready.
Make mistakes
Conway
right away.
Conway the Machine dropped. He been dropping.
No. God Don't Make Mistakes is going to top even the
need,
last
we need,
one.
We need a lot.
J. Cole, man. Freaking. It's on No Name's fault. He got shelved for a little bit because people are sensitive little bitches. Jeez.
Yeah, tell him don't talk about that, huh?
Talk about whatever I
Halloween
want,
over,
man.
Maybe.
I don't get censored. This is the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast. We rebels without causes, without pauses, without freaking slauses.
We missed a lot of stuff. If we're doing anniversaries, happy anniversary to This Thrill by Wiz Khalifa. I think it's like 8 years or some shit or 5 years.
Wiz Khalifa dropped Saga of Wiz Khalifa this year, though.
No, the Thrill. That's like, I think it's like 10 years too he dropped that.
Remember oh, anniversaries?
Yeah.
We definitely got to pay more respects to the anniversaries of classic albums and mixtapes coming up during our next season of the show.
Yeah, we got anniversaries because today is The Thrill.
What about you, Ernie? Any albums you're looking forward to that have to come out?
Kendrick.
K-Dot.
That's all I want. Oh, Kendrick. Joey Badass for sure.
Joey B.
There's another
I can
song.
Imagine him gearing up for a 2021 release.
Hey, by the way, did you guys see that Andre, that Eric Andre skit? Joey Fatass?
Yes.
I didn't see it. That nigga's kind of funny, though.
It was somebody in a fat suit looking like Joey Badass. Plot twist, it was Joey Badass. Yeah.
Checks out.
Pretty dope. Yeah, that's about it.
All right then, people. You've heard it here first. That's what you got to look forward to for the rest of the year. So I hope those albums come out. We've been the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, you know, breaking down the latest in rap and R&B. We're brought to you by Higher Passion Entertainment, where we feel passion is energy, and that's what we live for. We don't do this alone. We do it with our friends over here at Productive Culture, the baddest audio engineers on the West Coast. Don't fuck with us, man. Come on. Sorry, Mom. Anyways, so if you have content you want to put out there and record, you got a podcast of your own maybe, hey, visit productiveculture.com/podcast. Tell them Higher Passion Entertainment sent you. You'll get a referral discount off your first session. These guys are great. Look at me. Do I look like I know what I'm doing? Nah, but thank God I got the guys behind the boards freaking helping me out. So be sure to check that out, y'all. Rap Beats and Melodies. It's been Stefan the Lethal Weapon.
Real Jody.
Jesus.
Signing out.